The Cochrane Library contains by far the world's largest collection of systematic reviews of research into the effects of healthcare interventions. It is produced in a partnership between Wiley-Blackwell and the Cochrane Collaboration, an independent international organisation dedicated to helping people make well-informed decisions about healthcare. The library is available on the internet at thecochranelibrary.com. It contains more than 3,300 full Cochrane reviews in their entirety, providing access to the methods, analysis and findings, and the conclusions of each of these reviews. Every 3 months, the contents of the Cochrane Library are refreshed, with around 150 updated or new reviews being added. The first issue of 2008 was published on January the 23rd and contains a wide variety of new material. For example, there's a collection of three reviews assessing interventions for low back pain, covering the effects of individual patient education, antidepressants, and, from a team of reviewers in the Netherlands, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, one of the commonest painkillers for this condition. For chronic heart failure, a team at the Peninsula University in Exeter, England, have brought together the research evidence on the extract prepared from the dried leaves, flowers and berries of the hawthorn bush. And an updated review from the Cochrane Renal Group shows how drinking cranberry juice might prevent urinary tract infections. You will also find up-to-date reviews of antioxidants to help prevent preeclampsia during pregnancy, music therapy for depression, and alendronate to reduce the likelihood of broken bones among women with osteoporosis. Another review, bringing together the highest quality evidence on strategies to encourage hand washing as a means of preventing diarrhea, also contains concise summaries of the various strategies that have been shown to work. While a thorough attempt to identify research into preventing the spread of MRSA in nursing homes shows conclusively that adequate studies have not been done. Some of these reviews have been highlighted in evidence pods that you can now listen to on the Cochrane Collaboration's website. If you want to get these, or to find out more about Cochrane reviews, go to www.cochrane.org.